Gabe Narona is a foreign policy expert based in Washington. He served as special advisor on Iran for the State Department under Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's also worked at the Senate Armed Services Committee, knows a lot about foreign policy. He joins us live. Good morning. Gabe, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jack. Always good to be on.
Gabe, I want to go to energy because I think it's the number one issue. I personally, you're the foreign policy and probably more domestic policy expert than me, but doing my show here, I sit and I've talked about this for weeks or months on inflation not being transitory. Energy prices are going up last fall, long before the Beijing Winter Games, long before Putin invaded Ukraine. I think gas prices rising like this affect every one of us indirectly or directly because people in Washington don't seem to understand oil and gas is used to make electricity, plastic, asphalt, roads, the rubber case on your Apple phone. It's a pretty important ingredient in a lot of production, and it has ancillary impacts that make inflation worse. Now, that's my theory, Gabe. I'm a little concerned.
Look, I think.
Go ahead.
I mean, look, most Democrat staffers don't even have a car. They live in D.C. A lot of the Democrat donor base lives in New York City, where a lot of them aren't driving. They're not gassing up the cars themselves. So they're not even seeing quite the same level of personal impact to their budget as most folks around the rest of America are. And look, Biden is really trying to shift blame wherever he can. Right now, his sort of new flavor of the day is the oil refiners, and he's basically going after their profits, which is interesting because when COVID first started and the oil prices plummeted, there was no talk about relief for oil refiners. There's no talk about relief for oil companies. But as soon as prices go up, now they're the villain. So it's, very, very convenient for the administration to try to blame oil companies. They're not very popular. But it's a far stretch from, what President Biden said at the beginning of the administration, which was, he said, I'll take responsibility instead of blaming others. We haven't seen that. Now, the oil industry is sort of coming back and saying, hey, we've got a list of here's 10 things that the Biden administration can actually do that will help us lower the prices. And so far, no dice from the president on taking up any of those offers.
Yeah. And here's my problem, Gabe, is when the president pulls this yesterday that it was, he's supposed to be the mature. This was going to be the adult White House. The non-name-calling, the non-finger-pointing. This was going to be the experienced, tempered white, the White House was going to have adult leadership. I've seen fumbling and bumbling like I've never seen. And the president goes to Poland and give a speech saying Putin's got to go. The White House says he didn't mean to say that. The president goes to Japan and he says if China invades Taiwan, we'll get involved military. The White House says the president really didn't change our policy. Strategic ambiguity, didn't really mean what he said. And then he goes out. And yesterday, he's getting agitated when he's asked about inflation and gas prices. He doesn't have to pay to fill up the Secret Service Suburban, obviously. He's been in the public's, public dole, if you will, for 50 years. So he's getting a little testy. And is adult leadership pointing the finger and threatening the U.S. oil companies yesterday and in this memo? And you better start producing more, or I got this War Powers Act, and I can do this or that. You better start doing it and stop these record profits. Is that how you sit down and get more from the U.S. companies, and you're nicer to Saudi Arabia and OPEC? I don't really get this. This is not fun. Do they understand this is tanking or not?
I think he realizes his approval ratings are completely underwater, but he has this habit of, and you saw this on gun control too, where he goes out and he sort of says Republicans are not doing anything, they're completely obstructing, and then it's actually his staff and senators, you have to go behind the scenes and are working this compromise legislation with Republicans. And so Biden just can't keep helping himself from being bombastic and finger pointing and going on the warpath against his enemies. And it's not yielding any results. You see this when he was attacking Joe Manchin for not passing his legislation. He's always trying to use pressure instead of negotiating, actually talking to the decision makers and getting them to do something.
I'm sorry, different
from what he was. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. That was different than what he ran on. Gabe Narona, I want to just take a moment on this. I want to ask you this. I've seen something amazing about the American people. And being out of where I live, I've seen and sat down with more than one president, more than one sitting president in Oval Office interviews. And I've seen the different people run for president and the personalities and the character traits. And they've all been different, ironically. But I've seen, and I saw it with the Bill Clinton situation, even at the height of the Monica Lewinsky stuff, I knew he kind of sealed his fate on that when he went out with Hillary to side in the East Room and said, now you listen to me. I had no improper relationship with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. If he had gone out and just said, I messed up again and I'm sorry. It's between Hillary and me and I'm sorry I took advantage of a young... And if he had apologized, the American people have an amazing ability to forgive if you apologize. What I'm seeing with Joe Biden, he's not the affable, nice, you know, comfortable in the office person. He's angry. He's agitated. He points fingers of blame. He blames everyone. And a couple months from now, he's going to blame the American consumer for not spending more. But if he just came out and said, look, we got it wrong. I screwed up. I shut down a lot of the stuff that could give us more oil and gas. I'm going to sit down with these companies, see what we can do. I know a lot of people in my own party. I know John Kerry won't be happy, but I screwed up. Because I realize it's going to take longer for us to get to more electric stuff. It's going to take years. And I understand oil and gas is used for a lot of things. I understand the American consumer's back is being broken, their pocketbook. I messed up. I'm sorry. We're going to come up with a plan to lower these prices and produce more here. Now, I know he's never going to say that. But if he did, I think people would say, give him a chance. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're absolutely right. I think Americans understand, look, in our personal lives, we understand the idea of forgiveness. We understand that we are not perfect. And that applies to politicians, too. And I think they get a lot more credibility when they admit they're not perfect. And they say, look, I make mistakes sometimes, but I try to fix it. I think you're absolutely right there.
All right, Gabe, I appreciate it. Gabe Noronha, best way for people to learn more is?
Twitter, at GL Noronha. Follow me there.
Now, I understand you're from Madbury, and does your family run TurboCam?
That is the very same Noronha family. Yes, I am a New Hampshire native. Miss it very dearly, especially now that summer is heating up here in D.C.
I'm a big fan of your family and the business there. I've had a tour. Your dad has got a great story, loves the state and country, and I love what TurboCam does in the air side of things, aeronautics. Great company, and I applaud you for that. You got good heritage there and from New Hampshire. I appreciate it, Gabe. And if you could, by the way, stay on the line, I wanted to get a contact for you. I want to reach out to you for something regarding TurboCam and some military veteran stuff. Maybe JDoc can get that from you, Gabe. But thanks for joining us. We'll get you back on again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Absolutely. Sounds great.